Can the U.S. Senate get to the bottom of what has gone on and may be still going on between a suddenly distracted Vladimir Putin and the Trump administration? Takeaway D.C. correspondent Todd Zwillick spoke with Virginia Democratic Senator Mark Warner, vice chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee. After all the disarray in D.C. over Trump-Putin investigations, Senator Warner wants his Intelligence Committee to give it a try.
This is the most important thing I've ever been involved in public life. We have a foreign adversary who massively intervened in our election. But we have to do this in an orderly fashion. First of all, we have to look at the raw intelligence that came together for the January 6th report, where the intelligence community unanimously said Russians interfered, favoring Trump over Clinton. We want to look at the documentation about how they reached those conclusions. We then have a number of individuals, many of them offering to come in to testify. We've only acknowledged one witness that for sure we're going to have testify, and that's Mr. Kushner. We still have a lot of information that we have to get from the intelligence community itself. And there is institutional concerns from the intelligence community to share that with too many members of Congress. They will share with me and the chairman because we're members of what's called the Gang of Eight. But honestly, to get all 15 members of the Intelligence Committee to sign a report, they've got to look at the same information I've seen. So we're having some tussles with the intelligence in one agency in particular.
Which agency is that?
Well, I'd rather not say, but I would hate for us to have to subpoena this information from the intelligence community, but we have to come to a successful conclusion or we can't do the report. And quite honestly, the amount of smoke that's out there, the number of individuals that were affiliated in some form or another with the Trump campaign who have been proven to have had conversations of some type with the Russians really raises a lot of red flags. And 75 days into this administration, we've had the National Security Advisor, General Flynn, have to resign because of his ties to the Russians that he didn't reveal. We've had the Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, have to recuse himself. I think you're going to see others fall within this category. And
I'm sorry, let me stop you there. Did you mean to suggest that Americans will learn that other people either involved in the transition or in the administration now will have to come forward with contacts that they don't know about yet?
I believe there will be a number of individuals. I mean, we've seen people like Mr. Stone, Mr. Manafort, Mr. Page, who've already offered to come forward. We're still looking at other individuals as well. I'm not going to get into those individuals at this point. We're going to have to do this in a methodical way. You know, you get your facts first before you bring in folks to interview.
Sometimes, once in a while, a Senate report really makes an impact on the culture, and usually they don't. How have you been feeling about what this effort might amount to?
What's so important is not only what the Russians did in 2016, not only the possible contacts between individuals involved in the Trump campaign and the Russians, but we're seeing real time right now the Russians use these tactics even more blatantly in the French elections. We've had our colleagues in Germany indicate that the German parliament, there's been attempts to hack into this. This is a worldwide phenomena. And in the world of cyberspace, in this new world where we are so technologically dependent, we're seeing in many ways the first weaponization of information in a way that we've never seen before. So the effect of this report further validate what we know the Russians have done. And then we've got just as important, was there some level of knowledge between one campaign, the Trump campaign, and the Russians about what they were going to do? And again, on that second question, I've not reached any conclusion. A lot of smoke. We got to find out if there was fire.
You made a little bit of news just as I was stepping into the office about your vote, not only on Judge Neil Gorsuch, but also the Democratic filibuster.
Yes, I determined after reviewing Judge Gorsuch's record, and more importantly, his answers to questions, they were evasive. I felt his unwillingness to take positions on settled jurisprudence like Roe v. Wade, his unwillingness to weigh in on Citizens United, made me determine that I was going to vote against him. And in terms of the filibuster, my intent is to also resist efforts to get cloture. I still hold out some hope that perhaps there might be some bipartisan plan that would avoid both sides, in effect, driving off the cliff, which I think would be bad for the Senate. But unfortunately, those efforts don't seem to be coming to fruition.
Senator Mark Warner, Vice Chairman of the Select Committee on Intelligence and Senator from Virginia, thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Democratic Senator Mark Warner speaking with Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillich.